Indeed, responsible sourcing, as you would all appreciate, is a key thing when it comes to maintaining relevance within the global market when it comes to gold. PMMC is not left out. Ghana is also not left out. We fully understand the implications of irresponsibly sourced gold. In fact, only this afternoon, I'm reading news article from Dubai that one of the oldest refineries in Dubai, Emirates Gold, has been blacklisted. And the reason being money laundering concerns. And so when the Bank of Ghana launched its domestic gold purchase program, it was one of the things that they did insist on, that PMMC needs to ensure that the gold is responsibly sourced. And for that reason, in getting PMMC on board, our instructions were very clear that we need to collaborate with the small-scale miners and as well as the community mining schemes that the government had launched. And for that reason, this is how we source our gold. There, beyond that, since in preparation for this year, when the Gold for Oil program was announced, even before then, we had anticipated that responsible sourcing was key for us. For that reason, we had to change our licensing regime. The regulations were such that before those who were licensing to purchase gold, they were not filing any returns with PMMC. So it was the usual, you go get your license, buy, you do your trade, nobody asks you any questions. When the license expires, you come back and renew. But we had to change the regulations in order to introduce the filing of returns, monthly returns, where we are able to track that if you have a trading license, you bought the gold from this miner, this is who you sold it to, this was the cartage and all of that. That way, it helps us keep track of all gold purchases by our licensed traders. So this is how broadly and generally we have been meeting those responsible sourcing guidelines. Thank you.